Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miedema.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Tuesday, October 18th, 2011.
Is it really Tuesday, October 18th? Because I know where we are here in London, England, baby. It is Tuesday.
I don't care what time it is, where you are, what you're doing. We are here. We are happy.
Episode 7 point something, Jeff. Do you know
yes,
what
it is? Yes, no, it's 7 point something, definitely.
2-6.
How do you know this just off the top of your head?
I just do. The episode... the week 6 recap show, Jeff.
Darn tootin', where so many weird things happen to so many weird
things.
And
since we are not going to have any audio drops in this show,
we're just going to sing the whole time.
I am the smartest man alive. Squeak!
You butchered that too, which I love.
I am the smartest man alive. Squeak!
Yeah, you are. Congratulations on taking the Philadelphia Eagles finally winning.
I knew the Eagles would take care of business. They jumped out to a 20-0
lead. Did you know Gross Man would get gross?
What scared me a little bit is they jump out to a 20-0 lead. The Redskins bench Gross Man, who was gross, throwing 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
And then they start coming back, and I'm like, oh, no.
Here it comes. When I knew that I had it was when the quarterback
Beck?
There. No, your quarterback.
Vic?
The big dog, as I said in the video cast.
Oh, yeah,
people were like, oh, that's a horrible joke. It's like, I was tired. No, when Mike Vick went down with concussion issues, possibly.
Well, they thought it was a concussion.
That's when I said, boom, I've got him. And I told you, I warned you, any quarterback you hate, take that team, and I will make sure he gets hurt because that's what happens when I take teams.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I was like, if Vick is out, I'm because Vince Young came in, and he looked awful. He looked like he had not been a quarterback ever.
Like we expected more. He's going to need a little time. In a real game situation.
But I am the smartest man alive.
Squeak.
All right, but let's get to it.
We've got a show to do because Mike the Cabbie's coming over to play with us.
That's right. We are going to play. This is our play day in London.
Yes, this is play day.
Then it's
tomorrow,
time to
straight
business.
To work. Straight to work.
Then it's straight to business
where
to
we
defeat
beat
the Huns.
If there's any Huns here, let me know because that would be terrifying. There's a lot of immigration
issues
here.
Is there any NFL news that we should talk out besides things
the
that
coaches?
We're going to talk about the game?
The coaches is the big item that everyone's talking about.
Everybody is talking about that. But well, that's El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana, so if we're going
to
talk about that,
let's get to
we
it.
Should just get to it. But hold on.
What?
Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, he's come out, Jeff.
Are they moving to L.A.?
Not only for next year, not only does he want a franchise quarterback,
okay.
He wants a franchise-type head coach.
Oh,
bah, bah, bah.
That's worse than a vote of confidence. That's a vote of no confidence. I don't believe in you.
I'm okay with the coach I have right now.
Today.
But
starting next
I want
season,
a franchise-type quarterback.
Starting next year, I want a good quarterback and a good coach. Okay, I'm okay this year that we suck because we'll get Andrew Luck, and then maybe we can get Jim. Oh, wait, he signed already with the 49ers.
Here's what was kind of interesting, and the reason Stephen Ross's reason why they didn't go after Kyle Orton and pay him the money that they would have needed to pay him to get him.
Because he's not a franchise
quarterback. Exactly. That's exactly what he said.
He's
not a franchise quarterback, and we weren't going to bring in somebody here as a stopgap.
No, he's just a lot better than what you have. So you really are hoping for Andrew Luck. I mean, just come right out and say it.
Well, he didn't say that. Brandon Lloyd, wide receiver of the Denver Broncos, traded to the St. Louis Rams, which we're now calling
Lambs.
Lambs. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else? Jason Campbell will talk about broken collarbone. Out.
Do we want to talk about Ocho Cinco still being needed to be told where to line up?
Dude, how is that even possible?
What is he doing? I mean, it's not. No amount of twittering makes you not ready for games.
But you know, reality shows, chilling with the homies.
He has homies?
I would suspect.
I wouldn't
he has
anymore.
Some kind of homies.
I don't know. I would lose mine pretty fast if I couldn't do my job at all.
Yes. And also, the Minnesota governor, Jeffrey, has called a special session for the stadium bill there.
You better. So. Otherwise, they will move just like the Minneapolis Lakers.
Governor Mark Dayton said he would call a special legislative session this
fall. That's easy for you to say.
For vote on the Viking Stadium bill, even if there's not a specific proposal tied to the one several possible sites there where they're going
to
be building.
So even if we don't have anything to vote on per se, we're going to get together and just hang out and go, we like the Vikings. We want them to stay.
They need to talk about whether they're going to tax people to pay for the stadium.
As everyone in any country in the world apparently can tell you, tax the rich. That's what's going on all over the world. Not, I just like to be topical.
Not
I'm not being political. I'm
politics.
Being topical. It's just topical, Stephen.
Let's get to...
Have all the rich people pay for the Minneapolis stadium.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Woohoo! Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Exactly.
Remember.
Say it to yourself in your head, if you will. Ding, ding.
Yes, because...
Wait,
we
let
can't
me do the harumph. The player battle. Ding, ding. No, you got to do your part. Bing, bing. There you go. Now do that in your own head, and then okay. we've sorted it all, and it's fantastic.
All right.
The San Francisco 49ers. Steven, how about high five
Thank
on
you.
Your pick?
Thank you for – I was out there on an island.
Yes,
me
you were.
And nobody else
Well, Darrell
in the
Revis
world.
Was on the island.
What?
It was Revis Island that you were on.
No,
you
I
joined
was,
him.
I was not on his island either. 25-19 the final. San Francisco over Detroit. Look – I knew the Lions weren't going to go undefeated.
Best reason, and that wasn't a very good reason.
No, and I felt that this was their week where they would get their loss. Look, looking at the rest of the schedule, I was like, they got some cream puffs coming up. Okay.
Now, these are teams they are not going to lose to.
Right.
They can nigh lose to, if you
right.
will.
But they're going to lose
eventually.
And I figured the San Francisco 49ers would go in there and play a tough enough game. I didn't suspect they were going to keep Calvin Johnson out of the end zone.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable.
He still had over 100 yards receiving, but, you know, no touchdowns for the first time in, I don't know, it's a gajillion years.
My biggest frustration, Stephen, with this entire game is that, and Peter King pointed this out in his column, is that this game has gotten lost amidst the brouhaha of the coaches.
Yes, yes.
And that is a shame because this was one of the best games of the year.
It was a really good game.
It was fantastic. And all anyone wants to talk about now is coaches behaving boorishly, and that produces meanings that no one can even talk about the game.
Well,
and there was
those,
a game that took place.
For those who did not watch yesterday's special London edition of 5 Minute Football Fix.
That's right. It was well covered.
Yes, it was. Here's what happened after the game. Jim Harbaugh, he was a little excited. Well, wouldn't you? Your
yeah.
team just went to 5-1. You just knocked off the previously undefeated Detroit Lions.
That's right.
Alex Smith looked pretty good in that comeback at the end to throw that touchdown pass to Delanie Walker. So things are looking pretty good there in San
Frank
Francisco
Gore,
land.
141 yards.
I told you Gore would be a beast.
The guy is on fire.
He would be a beast. Now, Jahvid Best suffered a concussion.
Yes.
He wasn't available late in the game. So
Which
that kind of changed.
Because the reason I thought I had this game going, Stephen, was because even though San Francisco is one of the best, if not the best, at stopping the run, I love that Schwartz had them trying to run the ball.
Right.
And they were continuing to pound the hole, which allows the play action to work, which allows you cannot bunch and stack people in the box as long as that threat is out there. And that, I thought, gave Detroit a pretty good shot at winning this game. So I don't know how it would have played out if he had stayed healthy.
Whatever Harbaugh has said or done to Frank Gore to get him playing football, the way Frank Gore is playing football right
now. How
about
Stephen? Frank Gore is playing great football because he's on a team that believes it can win.
Yeah.
And so everybody's playing at an emotional level that they didn't even know was possible under Singletary.
9 catches, 77 yards.
And did you see those catches? Yeah, were those balls put right on the numbers?
No.
They were not. They were typical Alex Smith passes. Not very accurate, but in the time zone, so you got to go get them.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, look, he's not a great quarterback, but he can get the ball in the general vicinity.
So back to what the coaches did. Harbaugh,
okay.
Very excited.
Quarterbacks are not talking about the game.
Yeah, Harbaugh, very excited. Comes out, game's over. He's high-fiving this team, you know, his players on his team, his coaches.
He did a back handspring, if I'm not mistaken.
He did not do a back handspring. But then he goes out and Jim Schwartz is coming over. And it was kind of like, it wasn't like any of this, like, he was like, nah.
No.
It was like he turned around from celebrating with coaches.
To celebrate with the opposing coach who got
Jim
his
Schwartz
first loss at home.
Jim Schwartz.
He's like, hey, buddy, we just kicked your butt.
I've seen this video from
as far
many different angles as possible. And it was like Harbaugh turns around and it's like, oh, it's the head coach.
Right there.
I'm supposed to shake his head.
And I should, by the way, turn it from 11 down to 3. Yes, like that.
He didn't.
That was the thing. He failed.
He was like, oh, he gives him a slap.
And then he
slaps him on the back. And as he's getting ready to walk away, Jim Schwartz obviously didn't
like it. What the F was that about?
Exactly. and so...
The heat of the moment, babe. That's all I can say.
At that point, he just, you know, Harbaugh just ignored whatever Jim Schwartz said.
Yeah.
And Jim Schwartz didn't like that. He's like, I just told you,
what the F are you, is this about? And Harbaugh's like, I'm going to party.
Yeah, I'm going
this
to
is,
the...
I just,
so Schwartz takes it upon himself.
Apparently you didn't hear me.
To chase him down 20 yards.
I wanted to know.
Throws a shoulder into him. And there's like, you are going to listen to what I have to say about you not respecting me when you come to shake my hand.
In my house. And then Vernon Davis and Bob Lang, the PR director,
poor little Bob,
had to get in the middle of this. It's like, guys.
You know what I need to do? I need to give him a call, Jeff.
I don't know if he'd be taking our call today because he's getting inundated with phone calls right now.
Well, you're probably right. He probably wouldn't take our call today.
And it's 3 o'clock in the morning there, Steve. That would be rather rude.
I totally forgot.
Be like our hotel calling us. Not that they did that, but they did.
So anyways, you know, it's all the league's already come out. No one's going to get fined because there wasn't a fight. It was just more kind of like, I've got something nasty to say to you. Well, fine, say something nasty to me, but I just won.
Scoreboard.
Exactly. So it's over there. I do kind of liked it. I like this pick. And you know what? Even when the Niners went down 10-0 early, I was still telling Trish, I was like, there's a lot of football to be played. She's like, I don't know, but these Lions. I'm like, just watch this Niner team.
Just you watch. Just keep watching.
And I don't want to blame this on Singletary.
Used to say.
I know, but I don't want to blame this on him. Last year's Niners, 10-0, give up. It would have been done deal.
Yeah, they could not have won.
This Niner team, different.
Now we've got 5-1 San Francisco, 5-1 Detroit.
And 5-1 San Francisco, if you look.
They're like 3 games up in the division, by the way.
They got a Rams team that they haven't played.
The Rams show up.
Really?
They make the flight, and they stay in a hotel, and they come to games.
They're going to play the Rams twice. The Rams have yet to win a game.
That's a win.
Okay, so that's 7 wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Hold on.
I'm with you. 7.
They had to play the Arizona Cardinals twice. They haven't played them yet.
Oh, gosh, they're bad, too.
That's 9 wins.
And then the Seahawks.
They get Seattle again one more time. They already beat them once.
That's 10.
That's 10 wins. And I'm not even looking at the rest of their schedule.
Why don't you look at the rest of their schedule? I'm going to do it in a second here.
But I can tell you.
You got me dang curious.
That's double-digit wins, and we haven't even looked
this
at who
for a division that I said it would 6 or 7 wins would be enough to win the division.
Right.
You know who else they have? They have the Redskins, Steven.
I would say in Washington or in San Francisco?
Does it matter? At Washington. I'm not sure it matters, Steven.
Well,
the rest of their schedule, they have Cleveland after the bye.
Oh,
my gosh. This is so unfair. They're going to.
That's 12
Steven,
wins.
This
they
is what Peter King
seed.
Was saying, that they could end up with a bye.
They could have the
a
number first 2
first round bye.
They could have. If let's just say
they got to
the Green Bay Packers,
right?
You know, with a 15
and
one,
the Lions are better than the Lions.
Yeah, but only one of that team.
That's
can
what
have
I'm
one
saying.
One
they're
seed.
Gonna. It'll likely be Green Bay that ends up with a bye.
Okay. So that's the number one seed.
There
let's just
go.
Say the Packers
yeah.
are the number one seed.
The 5 seed.
It could be very easy that the San Francisco 49ers with 12 or 13 wins could be the number 2 seed.
Jeez Louise. Especially after New Orleans laid that egg in Tampa Bay.
Exactly. And then you have the and whoever's the East is going to win 10, 11 games to win that division. So 12, 13 wins, that's going to get you the number
that's
2 seed.
Plenty.
That's going to get you the number 2 seed.
Oh, my gosh.
It's certainly
so
looking.
So we go in the Candlestick for a home playoff game?
It's a little drive, a little hop, skip.
If you had called Bob right after
that's
and made things fine, then maybe it would have happened.
Oh, man. So, anyways.
Okay, that's that game.
Juego Grande, Estupendo La Semana. Very, very good football there.
Now,
and it was probably the best football game of the entire weekend.
Well, Durf, that's why we called it the game, the El Juego Grande, Estupendo de la Semana.
Well, let's get to games.
Now, I'm going to do the harumph, and you do the bing, bing.
Okay.
Games
of the week. Bing, bing.
Nice. Perfectly done.
Buffalo at New York, and once again,
speaking
Steven
of good
Miranda.
Games.
comes on top.
He's not the smartest man alive, dude. The fact is, over this weekend, I missed four games. You missed four games.
I know. How?
We just missed a different four games.
I really hate it. You know what? One, I hate that I made my changes. But I felt comfortable. Yeah, I know. You're dragging. This is my headset that you're dragging.
Am I dragging you down, bro?
Yes. Stop pulling.
I'm not. I'm making it better.
Are you?
Over my shoulder.
I see.
And now you got wiggle room.
Okay, now I can actually move.
You got to realize the conditions that we go to bring you these shows.
Just to make this show possible. But look, Jeff, obviously I changed the Bengals-Colts. Yeah, Colts lost. They were in that game till the end.
Yeah.
Cowboys were actually winning till the end.
Yep.
So I don't feel bad that I made my changes.
No.
I feel bad that I lost.
Bad about the outcomes. Steve and I each lost four, which is pretty average for the week, apparently, according to ESPN.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody got nine right. We got nine right.
Didn't
make up any ground, but I did make up ground, on Merrill Hodge.
I made up ground in the important category.
Yes.
The challenge
category. But see, now the serve is in my court.
It is.
And I don't miss these.
But these are now where I have to be suave and bait you into a game that I want you to take.
Oh, the master manipulator is going to start playing the Jedi mind games with me. I've got that to look forward to, and he's got a whole week here to do it to me firsthand. He's going to talk to me in my sleep. He's going to be whispering in my ear, make sure you take the Redskins. Make sure you take the Redskins.
You didn't hear me last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear a peep out of you.
Yeah, I was.
You were not snoring at all.
I was not snoring.
And I woke up for Monday Night Football. And
you actually woke me up.
Okay. Well, I put Monday Night Football on my phone.
First of all, it took probably an extra 15 minutes for me to go to sleep because you were asleep before me and you were
already
into snoring. Yeah.
And
then once I was asleep, I woke up because there was this light shining.
A light.
And I look over and Jeff's asleep, but with this phone in his hand. And I assume
it was Monday Night Football. I had to watch some of the Jets and
Dolphins
game.
So he's watching Monday Night Football, but he's asleep. And
I can't help it that I fell asleep watching that game. By the way, Steven, that was an ugly, ugly game.
Miami is bad.
I know, but the Jets didn't look very good either. And I know that the Dolphins, historically, especially of recent, have had the Jets' number.
Yeah.
So just coming out with a win is good enough there, but that wasn't a very good game.
Bad.
Anyway, games of the week. Buffalo,
the
New York
Giants.
Another fiercely fought battle.
Yeah, found a way to hold off the Bills and get the victory there, 27-24. Now, this was just a matter of Jeffrey. I felt that the Giants at home, coming off of a pretty devastating loss, were going to find a way to turn it around. I understand, you know, why you took the Bills. I'm still not 100% sold on the Buffalo Bills, especially their defense. You know, you give up 27 points to the Giants, for crying out loud. a week after the Seahawks held them, to 17 or something like that?
Seriously.
So, I should say this, Greg, Buffalo Bills fan Greg, putting out an article, which the draft is already in. We just need to post it out to the world. But he's saying why the Bills, I love the title, why the Bills are very good and why they are not.
Nice.
pause.
Playing both
and why they're not. And he's kind of got an argument there why the Bills will be good and why they're struggling. But
we got to tip our hat to Fred Jackson. His 80-yard touchdown run was
that
one of the longest in Bills franchise history.
Awesome.
Trails O.J. Simpson twice. And then he's right in there behind Greg Bell with an 85-yarder in 1984. But it was the longest one, Steven, in 27 years.
But here's the thing. The other 15 carries, he only had 40 yards.
Yeah, that is the problem there.
He had a great 80-yard TD scamper. But then he couldn't do much after that.
No, the Jets did a great job with their front seven. The Giants did a great job with their front seven, holding him in check.
Well, and Ahmad Bradshaw, if we're talking about running backs,
seriously,
three touchdowns, over 100 yards.
He literally went into beast mode. He went in and something happened and he came out like some animal.
That was beast mode.
Crazy.
Renewal of Hakeem Nicks. He went close to 100 yards receiving there.
David Deal, I like to quote, "This was a huge win for us." The guard said, "Coming into this game, we had a lot of things on our minds. With number one, getting the running game going."
Well, they got the running game going.
Ahmad had a huge game. The other things we currently said all week is we can't turn the ball over against this team.
You know what
this
they did
do? This team is scoring 14 points a game off turnovers.
No turnovers.
That's the
Eli Manning, no picks.
The reason I took the Giants.
Because I expected them to turn the ball over.
And that would affect the outcome of the game. So next game,
the other thing is Manning didn't get sacked at all either. So that Bills defense.
Production.
Bills defense. 27-24. Buffalo falls to 4-2 while the Giants improved to 4-2. And now the Giants atop the NFC East all by themselves. All right, the Houston Texans traveled to Baltimore to face the Ravens. And
wasn't nearly as good a game as we hoped it would be.
Apparently,
Mario Manningham being out and Andre Johnson being out.
Mario Williams. And
we were talking about the Giants. I get sidetracked by teams.
Very easily.
But I get accurate because it was Giants, Mario Manningham. Come on, man. What else do you want from me?
Mario Williams missing, and then Andre Johnson. Just too much.
I'm going to call him Megatron South. Is that fair?
Sure.
Megatron South. Being on the sidelines didn't help the team at all.
29-14.
Baltimore looks really good.
No, not a whole lot of it, much there happening for the Houston Texans.
Nope.
They need to get healthy in a hurry, buddy.
5 field goals by Billy Cundiff, which makes you question, again, I will always question Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like that I question him on such a successful team. But, again, here you have a quarterback that's, I don't want the hate mail, but not that different to me than Mark Sanchez. Yes, he's better. He's much better than Mark Sanchez, but seems much more akin to a game manager than some stud quarterback.
Flacco?
Yeah, Joe Flacco versus Mark Sanchez. He's just – he's got a great arm, so does Sanchez. He's a bigger guy.
One thing that I will say
numbers.
About Ravens quarterbacks, and this goes back to them winning the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
That's a great example.
They got a great defense.
Yeah. Defense wins championships, Steven.
Offense. They have enough of a running game with Ray Rice to do enough.
Ray Rice had a great game.
And so you don't have to have a quarterback that, you know, slings it 40, 45 times and puts up fantastic
numbers. Ray Rice had these fantastic numbers, Steven, that were not off the chart. Just 4.4 yards per carry. 23 touches, 101 yards. That's how you win football games. Yeah. With no offense to Ray Rice. I mean, to the other Ray Lewis, the big defender. Defense does win championships, but so does a running game where you just pound the rock.
Yeah, and you got to
keep the other team off the field.
You've got to be able to put points on the board. That's what's needed.
Matt Schaub's big guys that he was able to go to was Kevin Walter, of course, and Jacoby Jones. Jordan likes to call him Jacoby. And but it just wasn't enough. They really, really missed Johnson there.
Well, yeah, and then the problem is, you know, the other touchdown. The Texans' offense only scored one touchdown.
And that was to
the other touchdown was a defensive fumble recovery in the end zone. So
what did you do?
You
held Baltimore to 5 field goals, and you lost.
Here's the problem for Houston. They're 3-3.
Yeah. We had anointed them.
6 games, 3-3, and fortunately everybody
South
else
is yours. The Colts is out of
Colts
it.
Colts are done. They're right. 0-6. Jacksonville's 1-5. They're not much better.
Jacksonville's worse than the Colts.
So the only thing you've got is the Tennessee Titans. They were on a bye, fortunately.
And, yeah, fortunately, because for Houston, that they didn't lose ground in that
yes.
department.
Well,
but when Tennessee gets back from their bye, they're going to be healthier. They're going to be more organized. Matt Hasselbeck, the old man, has even more chances to get ready and be healthy.
I guarantee. Remember, I guarantee
yeah.
this way Tennessee Houston Texans – they are going to be in the playoffs. I don't know how they get there now.
What?
They're in
are
the
they going to have to bribe people? Is this going to be a UEFA coaching refereeing scandal?
Look, in this division, the only way you're getting into the playoffs is winning it.
You said that they're winning it. You said you guarantee the playoffs.
They have to.
But you don't think Tennessee can do it?
Smoke and mirrors right now for the Tennessee Titans.
But they had a bye week, Steven,
okay.
to get some of their stuff together.
But they still got to play some of these teams.
They do. And I'm very interested to see how they play these because, look, Houston is – they are a shell of who they are without their big players.
I think the Pittsburgh Steelers showed you last weekend – not this past weekend, but the following weekend, the previous weekend – what Tennessee's all about. And if you take their offense
right.
and force them to throw the ball
well,
and become one-dimensional.
But you shouldn't with Chris Johnson. You shouldn't have to force them
but
to be one-dimensional.
Where's Chris Johnson been? Where's he been?
Well, he's got another week to rest, which,
yeah.
of course, isn't getting him any more ready for game play, is it?
29-14, the final there. 3-3 for the Houston Texans. That is not good. All right, buddy, we head to New England. We're the Dallas Cowboys, 7-point underdogs at the New England Patriots. I kind of told you this line was a little crazy.
It was.
The way the Cowboys were going to lose by 7. And I actually thought the Dallas Cowboys, they had it.
Outright.
They had it. They had it in their hands.
Did they piss this one away with bad play calling?
Not only was it bad play calling on offense, but Rob Ryan, I'm talking to you, my friend. There was a little bad calling on defense. Now, here's why. Let me just real quickly, and then we can get out of this game because I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I've got one counterpoint that you have to answer, so you make your point.
2016. One, you take a 16-13 lead after being first and goal at the 5-yard line, and you not once throw the ball to Dez Bryant inside the 10-yard line on a little fade or a little cross. I don't care what, especially on that third down when you tried that little cute little shovel pass.
That was really
he
stupid.
Has got one-on-one coverage with a guy that is giving up 4 inches. You're not going to lob it up to Dez Bryant. That's bad. One, okay? Then you kick the field goal. You take a 16-13 lead. Your defense comes in, does its job, forces Tom Brady to give the ball. They punt, and then you run the ball 3 straight times? That is not acceptable for the Dallas Cowboys. You have to. I understand we were trying. We don't know. We don't want to turn the ball over. You throwing the ball when you're up 3 is a lot different than throwing the ball when you're up 24.
I don't know if anyone can do that math. That's 21 points.
So there you go. That's on the offensive side of the ball. That's on Jason Garrett. Now, 2, Rob Ryan. That whole final drive, Tom Brady, 10 plays, 80 yards for that final touchdown, that go-ahead touchdown. Here's the problem with that. All game long, you are coming after Tom Brady, and you are forcing him to get rid of the ball quickly. Now, all of a sudden, there's 3 minutes left in the game, and you don't trust your secondary anymore, so you only rush 3 and drop 8. That is recipe for disaster, and that is why Brady was able to march down the field, pick apart the Cowboys. I'm sorry, when Tom Brady is left back and he's got no pressure coming, and
nobody
he knows
better.
There's no pressure
nobody
coming.
Nobody better.
Nobody better. He
yep.
is going to pick everybody apart.
Yep.
You come after him and force him to get rid of that ball. And oh, my God, there's pressure coming.
Well, did you see the first 3 quarters of the game? He didn't do very well.
That's my
when
point,
there was pressure.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
now,
there
Steven,
you go.
Is it
so
time for my counterpoint?
Yes, I've thrown both sides. Not just the Jason Garrett's offensive play calling, but the defensive play calling at the end of the game as well. There you go. Your point.
Counterpoint. The Patriots had gone 13 straight games getting 30 points at least.
Yes.
They're held to a third of that, 20 points.
Yes.
And that's not good enough for you.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds of that, and that's not good enough for you.
It was great defensive performance, but you let that great defensive performance slip away at the end where you changed what you were doing the whole rest of the game. That's what I'm saying. You got to be the same the whole game. 60 minutes of football.
Okay, my second item up for bid on the Price is Right is you say they didn't go to Dez Bryant in the fourth quarter, and that is absolutely true. Dez Bryant has been irrelevant in the second half of Cowboys games as long as I can remember.
Because they're not – what? He just has to run the routes that they ask him to run.
Well, apparently there's people inside the Cowboys that think that Dez fades in the second half, and that's why they can't rely on him. That's why his number doesn't get called.
When I saw that
coverage
play
on the outside, he never looked his way, which tells me that in the play-calling realm, he's not even in the route tree.
Exactly.
What was in the route tree was a shovel pass that was very dangerous and could have gotten Tony Romo tagged with the, there goes Tony Romo again.
Yeah, Tony Romo again, yes.
Well, look, you've got to get a little more imaginative. And if Dez is that out of shape that he can't handle one-on-one coverage at the goal line, then maybe you need to put him down, take him out behind the barn, because that's really out of shape. So I question that, Steven. Those are my things.
Yeah, I think I don't care if
the defense did a great job.
Is dying. If he is out on the football field and he's got single coverage,
yeah.
That's where you throw the ball.
It's basic Madden 101.
And I have to question now Tony Romo a little bit. If he goes up to the huddle and goes up to the line of scrimmage, I'm sorry, and he looks out there at that defense, and he's like, okay, I've got the shovel play called. But Dez Bryant's out
of
there on an island. You know what?
Kill.
I'm going to trust throwing the ball 5 yards into the end zone up high for Dez Bryant to go get than trying the shovel pass. And he's got to get out of that.
There you go. And that probably changes the entire thing. It's time for must-see games. Home football.
Bing, bing.
The New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This one, oh, my gosh.
Youngry.
The Youngry boys showed that we may be tired. We may have had some unfortunate scheduling. But you know what? You give us some home cooking, and we can dial it up big
home cooking
time.
Was exactly what they needed. Now, it did help that the New Orleans Saints, and more specifically your boyfriend, Jimmy Graham, knocked his own coach from the sideline. That helps a little bit.
I think my boyfriend thought that the coach was lunch because he went after him hard. He didn't mean to. But Jimmy, in case you don't know, is 6'6", 250 pounds, and runs a sub-4.4. The kid's athletic as all get out, but he's also big as a tree. So when a tree comes flying out of bounds, that's not good for you. That's not good for you, and Sean Payton needs to get out of the way
broken
a little bit faster.
Leg,
and tore, an MCL.
Was it MCL tear?
And,
or just,
who cares once your leg's broken? But, yeah, knee injury and a broken leg. Coach this remainder of the first half from the sideline, sitting on a bench, asking everyone to move. And then they moved him upstairs to the coach's box up in the press area.
So let me tell you a little bit about the NFC South. With this win, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers leap to first place tie with the New Orleans Saints at 4-2. Oh, and just one little game behind them, the Atlanta Falcons at 3-3. That division is all bunched up at the top. I like it.
Steven, don't you wonder, though, if Pete Carmichael isn't calling the plays for the New Orleans Saints, if this game would be a little different? I think the world of Sean Payton. Pete Carmichael is the guy that was calling the plays for the Saints,
right,
while Peyton's in the trainer's room,
yes,
and everything like that.
That's why I led with it was your boyfriend knocking out the head coach.
And if head coaches are worth anything, then you kind of need them on the sidelines walking up and down.
I'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
They lost by 6. Is Sean Payton worth 7 points?
Yes.
He's worth a touchdown.
Yes, he is.
So there you go.
Dang it.
There you go. I mean,
I like the Bucs a lot, but I like my picks more than I like any team. Everyone knows that about me. And I hate missing a game. But you know what? Hats off to Tampa Bay. We'll be seeing them tomorrow at their first open practice.
Yes.
And they're staying really far away. I've got one question for NFL UK people. Why does the home team have to stay so far away from central London? It's still technically London, but it's 35 miles away from here.
I think, you know, this is just me thinking out loud here,
yeah,
that NFL UK tells the home team, here is spot A, spot B, spot C. And they give them a choice.
Yeah.
And then
they want to get, and
the
home
get the
team
pros,
decides to keep them away from
the pros and cons from each one. And that's exactly it. The head coach, like, oh, if we have them
you
in central London.
You can't have fun.
Look
where these teams are, where the 49ers last year,
yes,
were. There was a pub in town.
But,
and where the Bucs are this year, there's a pub in town.
Yes.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to rent a car to come near
to
any big fun
to, yes,
and
yes,
outrageousness. Yes. They will not know outrageousness.
And I think that's why they do it.
It's a good idea, and the fact that they get here early and get acclimated for the home teams. Steven and I have noticed a distinct home field advantage.
I have no idea what
why
the Bucs
other teams
are doing not getting here until Thursday night.
The Patriots started it.
Thursday night, dude.
I know.
I am nowhere near my equilibrium.
Acclimated.
It's like, And I've already been here 24 hours.
Exactly 24
hours. I suspect it's going to be another day, maybe a day and a half, before I'm like fully got my
acclimated.
Legs underneath me and acclimated.
Yep.
And so,
and then you're getting used to the food.
Yeah, that's
stewed tomatoes, really?
Can anybody explain to me why they got to put this tomato on my plate? I didn't ask for it. I don't want it. And it's not like I'm going to eat it. So we're just wasting
the
tomato.
I took a bite this morning. I was so brave.
You know, I'm going to applaud you for that one.
Jeff took a bite. For the first time in 25 years I've been coming to London, I took a bite of a stewed tomato.
Jeff was like, I'm going to have some tomato, and he cuts it up.
I didn't say it that
way. And then he grabbed – here's what's the funny thing. He grabs the bottle of ketchup, and I thought you were going to put the ketchup on the –
putting that on my chips.
Yes, he put it on his chips. I thought you were putting it on the tomato.
I don't put ketchup on tomatoes, although I should have.
I like my tomato. And he starts to cut it, and I'm like, he's not going to put it. He's like, I'll put his mouth. And he put his mouth.
Every time I come, I try something different to be brave. And this was honestly, I expected it to taste horrible.
I tried the weird bacon-looking thing that looked like ham.
It's ham. They call it bacon.
Well, see, I'm growing. And I had some of those beans, too.
I didn't touch the beans.
You did not.
Beans for breakfast? Yeah, when I'm camping. Last I knew, I was spending $900 on breakfast. That's not camping.
Camping. 26-20, the final there. Bucks, obviously, they needed that win.
Yeah, we'll be chilling with them soon, and I can't wait.
If they came to London at 3-3 with the Chicago Bears, it was going to be different. I might be leaning a little towards the younger Bucks in this game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who do we got next, Jeff?
We got the Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. And I was a little worried about this game because, simply, Carolina's Carolina.
All right,
Cam
I'll tell
Newton's
you what.
Cam Newton.
I was worried about this game in the first quarter when Carolina came out on fire.
Yeah.
And they actually had a lead. Around.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
And Trisha was like, darn it. I'm like, what? Sweetie?
She makes picks, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She makes
Where
picks.
Does she make them?
On
ESPN?
On our website.
Yeah. I never get out to our website.
Did you make your picks on
our
website
this
week?
I did.
You are horrible.
Anyways, I'm a terrible person.
So Carolina's winning 10-7, I believe. And Trisha was like, darn it. It's like, I'm like, what? You didn't take the Falcons? She's like, yes, but look at Carolina. I'm like, they're not going to win the game. They may be winning now, but they may not win the game. She's like, well, the problem was, had I taken them, they would lose, but because I didn't take them, now they're going to win.
She thinks she has a reverse jinx on the
team?
She
does have a reverse jinx with the Carolina Panthers. But she wound up not taking
it. Steven, you talk. I got to get Diet Pepsi.
Grab me. Oh, here's my water. All right, so I will talk. Anyways, 31-17, the final score. It was Michael Turner, the burner, 139 yards, 5.1 yards per carry, and 2 touchdowns. He torched the Carolina defense, and Cam Newton, well, he was a little rookie-ish today. He had 3 interceptions, and that's all.
That's what you get from gunslingers.
3 picks, combine that with Michael Turner tearing it up and scoring 2 touchdowns. That's all Atlanta needed.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. And we told – this was one of the games on Sky, and we questioned whether or not it should have been. But the fact is, for a long time, this game was freaking exciting. And as we told people, you want to get to know Cam Newton, and I'm glad that they showcased him on a game so that everyone over here got a chance to see him.
Well, at the end of the third quarter, Carolina had the lead 17-14. They were winning by 3 points at the end of three. And you're like, wow.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good game.
Well, I actually was giving props to Carl, who picks the games out here. Right. I'm like, Carl knows how to dial them up.
But then
he knows
Atlanta,
how to do it.
17 unanswered points in the fourth
quarter. This is the Falcons. This is what frustrates me, Steven.
Yeah.
This is the Falcons we come to expect. Is a team that can hang 20 points on a team just like that. And they haven't been that team at all. So yeah. I hope that they've turned a corner for their sake because the team that we saw when we were there against Green Bay looked like deer in the headlines.
They did it without rookie
deer
Julio
in the
Jones.
Headlines. Yeah. That's clever. It's stupid. That's what I mean. Deer in the headlines. You try and not sleep.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you need to get some sleep tonight. You need to stop playing with your iPhone in the middle of the night.
But there's Monday Night Football. There's no football tonight.
I think everybody knows Jeffrey's got the new iPhone 4GS.
It's just the 4S.
Oh, it's just 4S, not 4GS. 4S. And I think Jeffrey has fallen in love with Siri. Now, you do know she's make-believe. There's not a real woman inside the phone.
No. No, it's not a real woman. Jeff's better than a real woman.
Excuse me, love. Will you tell me what restaurant to eat? And she's like, I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I cannot look up restaurants in the U.K.
No,
first Jeff gets bummed out.
I don't play with an English accent, and neither does Siri.
She replied to you in an English accent.
No, she doesn't. She has a computerized voice.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I cannot look up restaurants in the U.K. Only she has a more pleasant voice than me, but that's essentially it.
Yes.
And
so I thought last night you were having a love affair with her or something.
I might... You know, it'll be fun to ask, and apparently she's quite cheeky.
Yes.
So if you do, I asked
Can
her
we
the meaning
ask
of life.
Her right now what the meaning of life is?
Well, she's I'm going to lose it. She's given different answers. Most recently, it was a film.
Okay, that's
which was quite
check
good.
It out.
Okay. Siri, what's the meaning of life? She's thinking. She's thinking. Don't bother her.
Sorry, I am having trouble connecting to the network.
That's because the dang hotel kicks you off the network every 15 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Siri, for that.
It's not her fault.
I'm having trouble connecting to the network. 31-17, the final. The Atlanta Falcons, Jeffrey, they improved to 3-3. Meanwhile, those Carolina Panthers, they're stuck.
Mean and angry.
They're stuck with their one win, 1-5.
What do you want to say?
Well, I said they were going to be 1-15 this year.
Yeah.
I didn't actually want it to happen. I get a sense that they're a little bit better than 1-15.
Steven, this is the best not winning football team that I've seen in a long time.
Are you going to pull the Detroit Lions from a couple years ago?
Siri, what's the meaning of life?
Uh-oh. She's thinking.
She's got it.
Getting your current location.
Oh, come on. You don't need to know where I am.
Sorry, Siri's not working.
I can't look for restaurants in UK.
Didn't ask for a restaurant. And if you notice, she didn't have an English accent at all. So I'm right, ultimately. That's the bottom line.
Oh, that's what you wanted to show. She does not have an English accent. But she doesn't know the meaning of life, and she can't look for a restaurant in the UK. What good is she right now, then?
I don't know. I'm not pondering the meaning of life for a restaurant, because Mike the cabbie's going to take us to lunch.
That's right.
So there we go.
He is.
Don't need to worry about that.
All right. All right. What's the next game we got?
I don't know. But while you decide, I will tell, again, anyone in the UK, in the Londoner area, that our guest list is pretty maxing out.
It's
extreme, and we're going
to
ask
pretty
people.
Pretty maxing out? I don't think we could add any more names to the list.
Just send me your first and last name, and I will put you on the list. And hopefully what can happen is that people are coming and going over time.
Yeah.
And that the room's
that
probably
room's
full.
Full already.
I know, but so maybe people have to go early, and maybe people can't come till late.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So still send them in, and I'll make sure that they get to the dorm. And worst case scenario, you can stand out the glass and wave
at
us.
I didn't see Chris's name on the email. Police officer.
Officer Chris?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But he's undercover, so, you know, yeah, I'd actually disguise his name. I'm kidding. No, his name's on there, and so is his name.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
So that brings us to challenge game, Jeffrey. Philadelphia at Washington. The Eagles, backs against the wall, must win game, playing the Washington Redskins in our nation's capital.
And they won the must win.
Jump out to a 20-0 lead. Here's what got me, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Redskins make a change because Grossman was gross. Man.
Mike Shanahan has the patience of a 2-year-old.
Worse. An infant.
An infant whose toy is not working, and the toy gets slung across the room.
An infant
violently.
Who wants his food, his chichi, right now.
Now
gotta have it.
And I'm gonna have a tantrum. I'm gonna change my running back. I'm gonna change my diaper. I'm gonna change my quarterback. And look, I know he's throwing 4 picks, but this is not soccer. This is not a goalie who's given up 3 goals, or hockey, where a goalie's given up 3 goals, and we just change him for a state of mind. This is the NFL. And if you're the starting quarterback of the team, you do not come out of the game just because you've thrown a few picks.
Well,
this is not baseball where you've made 2 errors at shortstop, and you've just become a head case. We've got
to
get you out of there.
Or you've
you're
given
a quarterback.
Back-to-back home runs as a pitcher.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got to get that guy out of there.
Yes.
Go to the righty. This is the NFL, and if you're the quarterback of a franchise, you're the quarterback of a franchise. Ask Brett Favre how many times he was benched after 4 picks.
Never.
Okay. Thank you. This doesn't happen. You don't do this, Shanny.
Well, he did, and now I believe it's – I wish we had a song to play, because it's John Beck time. John Beck time. He's your new quarterback in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
John Beck time. Really? Yeah. That's the best you got to give me?
Well, see, Steven, I can't hear myself through the headphones, so I don't have the sense of – how it actually sounds to everybody else. Usually I do.
I see.
I don't have a return feed.
Well, Jeffrey, John Beck time. Oh, my.
Just nearly blew my head off here.
You did actually blow your head off.
Bless me. John Beck came in and was worse.
Give me his lines.
Than Grossman.
Give me his line.
Okay, fine, if you want. But I don't see what the point is of just continuing down this road with the Washington Redskins that were a winning team and then go on to become a really bad team. He didn't throw a pick. And his quarterback rating was four times what Rex Grossman
was. Sure, but how many passes did he throw?
He threw 15, completed nearly half, and for 117 yards, and that's it. Didn't do anything. Congratulations, you completed 8 of 15 for 117 yards.
And I just don't understand why there was a reason to... No, I know he's thrown four picks, but to say, I actually saw part of the game, and after Grossman had been benched, and after I think there was a play where they sacked John Beck, where he tried to kind of scramble out of the pocket, and then they kind of cut away to Grossman. He's on the sideline. He was talking to someone. I could swear he had a smile on his face.
Rex Grossman says, I believe in myself. No matter if the whole stadium doesn't, the coaching staff doesn't, whatever the situation is, I believe in myself. That sounds like a quarterback to me. I'm sorry. And Grossman has had periods. There's a reason that he's got the nickname. It's not just funny, but it's true that he does turn into Grossman at some point. And we've asked all season, when is he going to turn into Grossman? And it was today. But you know what? That doesn't mean you necessarily pull him. In fact, he's got ample motivation to try and get his team back into this. And I don't think it's then that the ship is sinking if he comes back and only gets, say, one more touchdown or one touchdown.
Right.
If he gets one touchdown, you go, okay, we went through a little bad spell. We lost the game. Big deal. We're still a winning team. We've got a well above 500 record. But what you've just said is you've hit the panic button.
You can't.
You flushed your winning record because of one game. You flushed it.
Yeah.
You might as well be the Miami Dolphins now. You're that competitive because you took your quarterback and you said, let me give you a vote of no confidence mid-game.
Well, the whole thing here, look, Ryan Terrain, 22 yards on 10 carries. That wasn't very good. Oh, by the way, he was going to be your savior, and that's why you didn't want to play Hightower.
Yeah.
Helu only had two carries.
Yeah.
So they didn't really try to run the ball all that much.
Shanny, you're hacking me off, and so is your boy.
I think that Shanahan,
Kyle, or
both of them.
That's what I'm saying.
They want their cake and they want to eat it too.
I want to be successful and I want it now, Daddy.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Daddy. I want a new pony.
I want to give the nice golden eggs.
We need to record a letter saying, Daddy, I want a new pony. She nails it every time she says it. And, like, we'll just be driving down the street, and she'll just turn to me, and she'll go, Daddy, I want a new pony, and I almost have an accident.
You should just tell her, honey, you don't have one to begin with, so you can't have a new one.
Exactly.
And, B, you're never getting one.
Although she is for her birthday. Don't tell her. Maybe
she's
I
not getting
say
a pony.
This,
you probably shouldn't. She probably does listen to the show.
No, she listens
Here's
to the
5
Minute
why.
Football Fix.
Here's the reason why I think she might listen. Yeah. Steven sends me this horrible text. He's
horrible
Trisha,
text.
Well, it's just your children are strange, Steven. Your children are very strange. He sends me this text. Trisha is trying to explain to Elena what an MRI is. And
because Trisha has to go get an MRI
for her knee.
Yeah.
I understand that. So mommy's got to go get this procedure done. It's called an MRI, you understand, which stands for magnetic resonance in imaging. And what that means is that you go inside, and the kid is how old? 10?
Elena's 10. She turns 10 in 2 weeks.
A near 10-year-old says, Mom, stop bugging me. I know what an MRI is. I watch my 5-Minute Football Fixes, and they have MRI Mondays. I know what the machine looks like. I know what it sounds like.
MRI Monday.
She downloads the show.
She does. She has a computer for school.
Oh, my God.
And she has iTunes because she
there
downloads CNN Student News, which is required by her
Isn't that
her
crazy?
Class.
My kids at school, they make them pay for this nonsense.
Really?
To download, yes.
So CNN Student News, downloads it on, and she decided, well, you know what? I could download video podcasts. I'm going to download my daddy's 5-Minute Football Fix show.
Yeah.
And she watches it every night before she
and
goes to
bed. And then she has a snuff film thing that she downloads every
no,
night.
No, she doesn't download anything else. I monitor her computer usage.
Good daddy. Good daddy.
But,
moving on.
But I just thought it was really cool.
It was hilarious. She knows what an MRI is.
MRI Monday. I know that. Anyways, I am the smartest man alive.
Squeak.
All right, moving on to games of importance. Cleveland travels to Oakland to face the Oakland Raiders.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I didn't hear the It sounded like you were clearing your throat.
No, that sounds like this.
Okay.
Bing, bing. Thank you.
Cleveland at Oakland. And
Steven, you missed this one.
I did.
Why?
Now, see, what happened was I actually thought Payne Hillis was going to be a good player this year.
You didn't realize he was on the cover of Madden.
Well, I should have known being on the
cover. Well, you don't have Madden 12. I do.
I don't have Madden 12. I don't.
My son
bought
it.
Why is it Madden 12? Isn't it Madden 2012? Because Madden 12, wasn't it Madden 12 10 years ago?
I don't know. But it would have been Madden 02.
Oh, Madden 02? I see. That's right.
Go ahead. Explain your way out of this one.
I can't.
I can't. I don't know where I was. Go Andy Reid on it.
I goofed.
There you go. Cleveland loses to the Raiders, who look great on the.
Back to the Madden
curse.
They had
the little celebration.
This thing is real, Jeff. I don't care if you are a player.
I've suggested years ago that it was real.
With the biggest conviction in the. I am not superstitious. You go on that cover. You not only miss games or get hurt, you just perform poorly. I mean,
I've got to go to the Peyton Manning line. I'm not really superstitious.
I'm just a little stitious.
Sorry, that's Eli's joke. I know it's kind of lame.
Even his brother throws him under the bus.
I'm just a little stitious.
Peyton Hillis is not playing good football right now, which is sad because he's in a contract year. He's not really happy with his contract situation. He's already missed a game because of strep throat.
Right. Now he's got the
He's got a left hamstring injury, and Pat Shurmur, basically the head coach, come out and says, I don't know when he's going to be available again.
Exactly.
That's not good. Here's the thing, and it kind of sounded like he didn't even care. It's like, I don't know when he's going to be available again, and you know what? I don't really care.
You're 2-3, and you're not going anywhere, fast.
Yes. Would it be okay if I jumped off this bandwagon and got on another one?
I recommend it. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend jumping the hell off the Cleveland Browns bandwagon.
Oakland Raiders, man.
They had a nice halftime ceremony for Al Davis. It was very touching.
Yeah.
You thought the emotion of the week before was too much. I
thought it was going to be. Well, and you know what? They let the Cleveland Browns get into this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns climbed into it in 7. They did an onside kick, and they actually recovered the onside kick.
Yes. It was exciting.
It was a good game. It was a good game. Of course, I came down on the losing end of it. Darren McFadden, dude.
He's a beast.
He is turning out to be – who would have thought at the beginning of the season that Darren McFadden's going to be leading the league rushing the ball?
Yeah, but he only got 91 yards this week.
Still
– 4.6 yards per carry, friends.
Only, yeah.
That's the bottom line. They only gave him the rock 20 times.
And he found the end zone again.
Yes, he did, which he tends to do every week. Michael Bush got 10 carries there. And again, speaking of Jason Campbell leaving the game with a collarbone injury, we don't know what to expect from Kyle Bowler. We don't know. It's a little dicey.
Hey, 8 of 14 for 100 yards. What do you want, man?
As long as McFadden is there and you're willing to hand the rock to him, this killed me in fantasy because I had DHB starting in several places.
What about the punter, Shane Leckler?
What about Leckler?
He was 1-for-1. He completed. They did a fake punt. You didn't know that? Not a fake punt, a fake field goal.
Fake field goal? And I missed that one.
Yeah, it was. It went for a touchdown.
I must have been packing at that moment.
Here's the deal. It was a 35-yard. Officially, it went in the books as a 35-yard touchdown pass. But he threw the ball about. He didn't. It wasn't like he threw it 40 yards.
This was a late game. How was I supposed to see that play? We were at the airport or en route to the airport.
You had your game.
We had the red zone channel
we
up. On,
up
yeah, we had the Cowboys game, and I had the red zone channel on my phone.
I thought you were watching specific games.
No, I was just on the red zone channel, which I'm sure they showed it, but I was probably looking up at the Cowboys game, which is pretty fantastic.
Yes. The thing with Campbell's injury, I feel sorry for the guy because he had just
finally getting his big chance.
You know what? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah.
Sometimes
yes.
You go your whole life. It's like, no, we're not going with you. We're not going with you. You finally get thrust in there. Finally, he's got built a little momentum. The Raiders are on the winning side of things. And then, boom, you go down with an injury. He's going to take you out for at least.
Thanks so much for being here. You will go down in the history books as that guy that could have been.
6 weeks that he will probably miss. 24-17, the final there. The Oakland Raiders improved to 4-2. They're looking pretty good, Jeff.
Now, another one Steven missed that he's got to explain away. Vikings at Bears. Come on.
You see what happened? was that I thought Adrian Peterson was going to tear the Bears up, because he always does. He always does.
Frequently.
But this Minnesota Viking team,
they're god-awful.
It's not so much that they're god-awful.
Which they are.
They're an enigma wrapped
in a smelly sock
inside of Pandora's box.
Yes.
And 12 carries, you're going to give Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the National Football League today, 12 carries.
Now, the critic will say, that's 3.3 yards per carry. That's not sufficient. Well, how about giving him the ball a few more times and let him get his legs underneath him and let him bust one? You know what Adrian Peterson does.
Exactly.
He gets 3.3, 3.5 yards per carry, and then he breaks one for 80 yards.
Now, I understand you are down 26-3 at half. I understand that.
Can't run the ball anymore. Gotta throw the ball.
But
gotta
you gotta be able to find a way to get Adrian Peterson the ball a little bit more.
And I do believe I said by the fact, Steven, I gotta give myself a big pat on the back. I said, you're doing it for me. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
I said Christian Ponder would be in there by the end of this game.
You did say that.
And he came in. And it was not because McNabb was hurt.
But it was garbage time.
That's why Ponder came in the game. You cannot win. It's over. Let's get Ponder in there. And this was not a quarterback replacement for the long term.
Yeah,
but I said by the end of this game, you will likely see Christian Ponder as the quarterback.
Yeah, it was garbage time.
And so you're patting me on the back for – you're taking it all back, basically, the pat on the back. I'm going to take it back for you.
Because
and I'm going to go a little
– you were
I'm going to go a little Jim Harbaugh on you with this pat on the back.
You were making it sound as he was coming in to replace McNabb. And this wasn't an actual –
I'm sorry. He came in to replace McNabb. I misspoke.
This wasn't a replacement of McNabb. It was akin to –
who did he replace?
It was akin to Jeffrey –
putting in the rookie.
It wasn't because of performance.
Putting the rookie in for Derek Jeter because they're up by 20 runs
in the
seventh inning.
That's exactly what happened.
I agree with you that that's what this was.
Okay.
However, whatever what I said would happen, happened. And I'd like to be happy about
just
that.
Just so long as the reason was not right.
As long as the outcome was what I said it would be, I want it.
Okay, all right, you got it. You got
love.
It. 39-10, Devin Hester. Why are people still kicking to this guy? Seriously.
I don't know, but
I would much rather kick it out of bounds, give the ball to Chicago at the 40-yard line, and take my chances with Jay Cutler than to kick it to Devin Hester.
I love that we get to say all week here in London, whatever
don't,
you do, don't kick to Hester. We're going to say that over and over and over.
Yes.
I'm going to – my first question to Raheem Morris.
Are you
going to kick to Hester? That's all I want to know. Because I'm going to get this whole freaking city. Just, they're going to be chanting. This whole city. They're not even going to know what they mean. They're going to talk about all the nonsense going on, and then they're going to end with,
don't kick to Hester.
There's a chance of rain this afternoon, and
don't kick to Hester. Yes. That's
all they talk about is the weather over here. Everyone complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it.
But
I'm bummed.
But it's quite
a beautiful
lovely
day.
Blue
Man,
skies.
Blue skies and goofy clouds. Jackhammers.
That's a rather big white cloud right there. But it doesn't look ominous.
No, it's not ominous at all. We're not expecting rain till the weekend.
And we're going to go see Wicked.
That'll be Wicked.
That is going to be Wicked.
It's Wicked good. Our whole families have seen it except for us.
How does that happen?
I don't know, because the girls like to do things.
I know.
The girls just like to have fun.
39-10, the Chicago Bears improved to 3-3.
Now, Mike's going to be here in 2 minutes.
Minnesota Vikings at 1-5, Jeffrey. Their season is done.
D-U-N.
Stick fork.
Ponder time.
The fork is
it's time
stuck.
To start pondering your future.
All right. And finally, our final game of importance, the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football versus the New York Jets. Why was this game of importance? Why
because
was this not that
Miami
game?
Usually plays the Jets very
Monday,
closely.
Monday Night Football. By definition, cannot be a napkin.
Congratulations to John Gruden signing on for another 5 years with Monday Night Football exclusively.
Wow, that means no.
He is not returning to coaching. He loves what he's doing. Coach. He loves his little Gruden cruiser where he goes out and he gets to talk to guys. He loves what he's doing right now. He's a guru. What did he do, Steven? He coached in the NFL for 5 years? And he's become a legend because he won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
And now he just gets to live off that glory.
Place.
he gets to live off that glory and get close to all the players that he wants to and pick their brains and just be on Monday Night Football. He's loving life. Congratulations.
So, anyways, the final 24-6, the Dolphins.
There's nothing to say. The Dolphins suck.
Yeah, the Jets get back to their winning ways. They're at 3-3, scratching, nipping at the heels of the Buffalo Bills. Say, I'm nipping. I'm right here.
Yeah, what about the New England Patriots? We're not going to catch you. We're not going to catch you. So let's make sure Buffalo doesn't get it.
Yes.
Finally, we're going to blitz the nap games because we do have we got someone coming for us right now.
Well, we do, and we got to get
the phone's going to ring and stuff.
It is.
Jacksonville
sucks. End of discussion. Bing, bing.
Thank you. Jacksonville sucks out loud, actually.
End of discussion. I'm just going to read your notes. These have been fun. I've been entertained.
I didn't know you were seeing my notes because I delete those before I give them to you.
Jacksonville sucks. End of discussion. All right. 17-13. Pittsburgh over look, Pittsburgh needs to watch out, though. They had a 17-0 lead here.
Yeah.
And they let Jacksonville crawl back into this. And the Pittsburgh Steelers need to start going for jugulars if they want to be taken serious this year.
All righty.
They improved to 4-2. Jacksonville falls to 1-5. The Indianapolis Colts at Cincinnati Bengals, one of my worst decisions ever. As far as official pick changes go last minute, this is probably one of my worst ones.
anytime you take a nap game and you go with the underdog,
yeah,
you got to know that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there was something wrong with me. Here we go. Let's see. Indy was 31st against the rush with an offense that stinks. That was enough for Jeffrey.
Indianapolis 31 against the rush. And Cincinnati's got Sed Benson.
And Cedric Benson had a pretty good game, by the way.
Yeah.
He did. 27-17 the final there, although the score is not indicative of how close the game actually was.
In all fairness to Stevens,
man. St. Louis at Green Bay. Talk about nap game, 24-3. And it wasn't even that close.
Yep.
Too bad for the St. Louis Rams. Let's see, Jeffrey. Too bad the weapons are not there to take advantage of that 30th pass defense. That's right.
It's true.
Well, they went and traded for Brandon Lloyd.
Well, and yeah, they may
got
get
Brandon
better
Lloyd
someday.
Now. But they got rid of Mike Sims-Walker, right?
Yeah, they did. This is a mess.
Yeah. How bad has Mike Sims-Walker gotten that the Rams cut you? The Rams cut you, dude.
Dude, if you get cut by the Rams, they throw you out of the league.
Well, and you can't lose the Rams either. Rams fall to 0-5. Green Bay 6-0. The Lone Wolf undefeated football team. Jeff, I want now a pat on the back. At the beginning of the season,
no.
I said power rankings. You have the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
And then you have everyone else.
Right.
And right now you have the Green Bay Packers and everyone else.
This week's power rankings will be the best ever. They will not be up until tonight because Mike the Cabbie is going to help me with them.
Oh, great.
And Mike the Cabbie, I'm sorry. For those who do not know and do not go back far enough in Rants and Raves land, he is probably the smartest NFL head that I know that is not American, honestly. And I would put him up against most Americans. The guy knows sport inside out. I don't know if it's because he just rides around in a cab all day.
Listening to sports talk.
I know, but it's like.
They have sports talk.
No, they don't.
We could be pretty good at drive time.
Sky Sports News Radio for all the news, views, and interviews.
That's pretty good, though.
That was.
I've listened to it. It's actually pretty good.
It is, but they don't have us on enough.
Well, no, but, you know, NFL's not. It's a fringe sport here.
Yes, it is a fringe sport, as they point out to us all the time.
Also our,
will they be saying that when there's 4 million people in Trafalgar Square this weekend?
Our eliminator, we had taken the Jets, obviously.
I took the Bengals.
Oh, you took the Bengals?
I took the Bengals,
you didn't
my eliminator.
With me?
No, I stayed with the Bengals, so I'm alive
sure?
in that.
Because, you know, in the Kings of the Pool,
really?
We both had the Jets.
I have the Bengals. I can show you on the ESPN website where I got
well,
the Bengals.
It's great for you.
Great for me.
I'm just saying, in Kings of the Pool, we both took the Jets.
And the Jets won.
They did.
So I like that I got the Bengals out of the way.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
And
the challenge game I lost.
The challenge game.
Squeak.
I am the smartest man alive. Squeak.
Jeff Ellis.
Steven Miranda.
We'll be back
NFL
at you soon.
Rants and Raves. Hit it.
Doom, 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 doom,